And we'll be talking in the middle of the Masechta Makis about a Rotzeach that goes into the Eir Miklot. So the din is he sits in the Eir Miklot, he lives there, not allowed to go out for any reason until the Kohen Gadol dies. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then he has a kapora and he goes out. Like the Gemara says, Midi Golus Komachapra, Misas Kohen Gadol Komachapra, and Tosfos is Mevayer, that the Eir Miklot has a kapora, but then the Misas Kohen Gadol finishes off the kapora. The Gemara says, what kind of Kohen Gadol is Moitzi the Rotzeach? The Gemara says, there's three kinds of Kohen Gadol. There is a Kohen Echad Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, that's in the Bais Rishon until the time of Yoshio. So a Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol Yedei Shemen HaMishcha. Echad Amru B'Bgodim, and then after the Shemen HaMishcha was put into Gneza, so a Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol al Yedei that he put on the Shemon B'Bgodim and he did the Avodas of Kohen Gadol. Echad Shovar Mim Shechuso, if there was a Kohen that he was a Kohen Gadol and then he stopped being a Kohen Gadol, Lemosho, if they were Memaneas Gan in Yom Kippur to be the Kohen Gadol, and then he's not a Kohen Gadol because the Kohen Gadol is the one who's Oved. So it's three kinds, and the Gemara is Marbet from three psukim that it says Ad Moisa Kohen Gadol. And Moshuach Milchoma is a Machloikis. If a Moshuach Milchoma is Machzer the Ratzech, and not Laloch, it's not Machzer the Ratzech. There's one other case where the Gemara brings up in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Nigmar Dinoi V'Naseh Kohen Gadol V'Naseh Kohen Ben Grushoi Ben Chalutzo. That was Nigmar Dinoi. The din is that has to be the Kohen Gadol, that's the Kohen Gadol B'Shas, the Gemara Din of the Rotzeach, that he has to go in Golus. The Gemara says, Nigmar Dinoi V'Naseh Kohen Gadol Ben Grushoi. Rashi says, Yotzol of Eidus Shul Cholot. So that's a klal that today to passel somebody to become a cholol, you need Eidus. And on that is in the first Mishnah Makkos, it says, the Gemara says that Eidim Zoymimin, they wanted to be make somebody a cholol. So the Gemara says, a posik loyvelo lazari, that he doesn't become a cholol. Mikan, we see that you need Eidus for it. And on that, the Meshoviv and the Nisivis talk, do we really need Eidus? The Rambam says, that a dechot can be made that grusho is zayna isha zu, and then oiso atzmoi be dechot yuchzak. So you see, a dechot is enough. So the Ktzoi says in the Shep Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer Vov, that to say that a isha became a grusho or a zayna, so that's a psul mi bachutz al yedei acherim. So it's enough a dechot. It's like isurin. But to say that somebody has a psul betoilod, a psul aguf, and he's not masber more than that. But that's what it says in the Shmeitzer, that a psul aguf, you need two Eidim. In fact, you need over there more than two Eidim. You need Agoda Bebezdin. Lechura, maybe you don't need Agoda Bebezdin. It's not a psak, it's just being Mevar. So, from the first Mishnah Makkos, we see that you need Agoda, and you also need a psak din. You need a Gemar din. And also, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Vov says, Yotzo ben Grusha ben Chalutzo shepsulei bishnayim. The Lashon of the Rishami in Terumas is, Shepsulei bebezdin. From all these places, we see that Bemis, it's a din, and bezdin should say it. And it could be, it's mashma, that before bezdin says it, before bezdin gives a psak, so we'll see in this year what happens. So Gemara says, Nigmar dinei v'naseh ben grusho ben chalut, or v'naseh kohen ben grusho ben chalut, to the retzeach was retzeach b'shege. They brought him to bezdin, to the shaylis is ichayv golus or not, if golus could help or not. Sometimes the Golus doesn't even help if he's a mezid, or some say korev lemezid. So instead of saying that the Kohen Gadol died, what happened was the Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol, and then Bezdin found out, two Eidim came, Rashi says, on your day, Yotzol of Eidus Shul Cholot. Came two Eidim, Eidim came and said that he's a Cholot. That means that his mother was a Grush or a Zoyn or a Chalolo. So he's posel la'avoda because he's a cholo. So now he's not a Kohen Gadol. He stopped being a Kohen Gadol. we have to bring a new Kohen Gadol. So this fact that he stopped being a Kohen Gadol because he was noida that he's a cholol, the shaila is, does that itself be moitzi the Kohen from the Eir Miklat? Is it like as if a Kohen died because he finished being a Kohen, or it's like there never was a Kohen because it's nisbarer that Bemis is a cholol is not a Kohen? So the Gemara says, "Pligi bo Rabbi v'Rabitzro Knafre, chadom al meisor kuhuna, chadom al botlo kuhuna." One says that it's meisor kuhuna. Rashi says, "Areu kemes, ve'ino rotzeach goyle." It's like it as if the Kohen died, and the rotzeach won't go into golus. That means the Gemara could have said all the rotzim that are in golus already, and the Kohen became a grusha ben chalutza, so they go out of golus. But that's how the Gemara brings it. That areu kemes ve'ino yitzeach goyle doesn't even go in golus. Loimi boy that he was in golus that he goes out, but also he doesn't have to go in golus because the fact that he became a grusha ben grusha, so it's machaper on the rotzeach. That's if we say meso kuna, as if there was a coin and the coin died. Or chadoma botlo kuna. Rashi says igloy milsele mafreya shloy hoya kohen gadol. Nisbar that never was a kohen gadol. Rashi could have said, "Bar Milson, I'm afraid there was never a Kohen. The Mele is not a Kohen Gadol." That also has to do with what we'll talk. V'havelei ha'irotzeach nigmal dinoi b'loi Kohen Gadol, ve'enoi choyza lo elom. So Mele it's called a rotzeach that it was nigmal dinoi b'loi Kohen Gadol, ve'enoi choyza lo elom. So if we say meisor kuhuna, it's as if the Kohen Gadol died and is moitzi the rotzeach. And if we say botlo kuhuna, so there never was a coin. If there never was a coin, it's nigmar dina b'loi Kohen Gadol. So there isn't a Kohen Gadol that could be moitzi him from the mikla. The Ritva says here, why? How does the Gemara know that if Nasa ben Grusha ben Chalutzo is like Mesa kuhuna, maybe nitake Mises Kohen Gadol? So he says that the tsar of being noida that is a ben Grusha ben Chalutzo is so great, it's kemat like Mises. Memele it's moitzi the rotzeach. Doime to that, there's a chinuch. The chinuch says on the inyan of Golal Eir Miklat, he says that the tzar of going into Golus, away from your house, leaving you everything you have, is a great korev to be like Mise. So that means that Bamis was rotzeach b'shogeg. He needs a certain kind of oinesh that's korev le Mise. And Golus itself is Korov Lemisa. Then the Gemara of the Kapora is when the Kohen Gadol dies. And the Ritva says that if the Kohen Gadol becomes a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzo, it's Doimet the Misa. The Tsar is so great like Misa, so it's Moitzi the Rotzeach. So Gemara says weiter, Leime beplukte de Reb Lezov Rabbi Shua komifliki. There's a Machlex Reb Lezov Rabbi Shua de Tanan, Hoye Oime du Makri Val Gabi Amizbeach Venoida Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzo. The Mishnah starts out with a Kohanis that she was eating Truma and she found out, or so there's this case that a Kohen was in the middle of Avodah and he found out that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So everything is Batal and Mafreya. All Korbanos he brought Ad Hayom were never, because he's Nisbar, that is not a Kohen. A Cholol is not a Kohen, it's like a Zor, and everything is possible. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, everything, so all, most Rishonim, everybody learns that Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, that all the avodas that he did up till now is kosher. What he does from now will not be kosher. Rashi and Pesachim, where it's also brought this Mishnah. Avodah b'shegeg rachmone achshor. Rashi says that Rabbi Yeshua avoided that he did b'shogeg, that he didn't know that it was a ben grusha ben chalutza, so the Torah was machshir. But if it was b'mezid, so the Torah was not machshir. So the churat totally zebuze. If we say meso kohuna and it's moitzi the rotzeach, that means still now he was a kohen, so it's like Rabbi Yeshua that is machshir all the avoda till today. But if you're a blazer that he says that all the avodas till today were nisbatel, and the mafreya they weren't avodas, so he holds like the man, so the man doma botla kuna holds like a blazer that's botla legamris, there never was a kohen. Then the Gemara says, Ali b'der a blazer kulal meloi pligi, this is the maskona. If you're a blazer, everybody holds that he holds that it's bot all the korbanos, so for sure that we hold that botla kuna. So it's not, so the mandomar mesa kuna cannot hold like Reb Lezer. But keep legally with Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that all the karbonis is kosher, we could say two ways. We could say mesa kuna and we could say botla kuna. Mandomar mesa kuna Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's kosher, so obviously he holds that it's mesa kuna. Till now he was like a kohen, and now the kohen died. Mandomar botla. That's botla the kuna the mafreya. So how could he hold also that it's botla kuna if it's a mafreya botla? How did the korbanos be kosher till now? Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yeshua also dichsiv boreich Hashem cheloi v'al yodov tirtze. That it says in the pasuk by the brach of Levi, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Levi, boreich Hashem cheloi u'foyal yodov tirtze. The Hashem will be mevorech even chalolin shebecho. Afilu chalolin sheboy is also kosher the poyal yodov the avodas. But we're talking about your miklot. That it's not moitzi, and we have to understand what's the difference. The whole din that kohen gadol is a kohen gadol is moitzi the ritzia is totally what kind of, if he's a kohen gadol, la avoda is a kohen gadol for moitzi mi or miklot. It doesn't start with your miklot. It starts with a kohen gadol la avoda. So if you say that la avoda he was kosher till now, so he should be moitzi the ritzia. And the Gemara says, avol hoche, afilu Rabbi Yeshua moide. Rashi says, so Rashi says, "Avoidosov ksheiros, avolinyan shal dvorov einoi kohen." Rabbi Yeshua is also more than that; he's not a kohen. The avoidos the Torah was much. So Gvura Sari says here that if we say there's a mandoma meisor kohuna, bal korchoch you have to say that from now on the avodas are possible. Why? Because if we say that from now on also b'di'evad avodas are kosher, so how do we say meisor kuna is moitzi the ritzeach? Nothing happened. Just like till now the avodas were kosher when we didn't know, so now that we know also b'di'evad avodas are kosher. So what's the difference between before and now? The only difference is that l'chatchila we won't let him be oivid, but that's not enough to say meisor kuna. So it's a raya from the Gemara that there's such a madama mesa kuna that mikanu lahabo the avodas are not kosher. If so, the Rambam says in Ilchus Bias Mikdosh Haloch Perek Vov Haloch Yud Koyen Sheovad V'nivdak V'nimtzo Cholo L'avodosik Sheiro L'Sheoval V'eino Yovid Lahabo. That we know till now also. V'im Ovad, the Rambam is Mechadesh V'im Ovad Lo'ichilel. If he was oivid mikanu la'abo, he's not mechala the avoida. It's kosher shenema boreich Hashem cheloi foyal yodov tirtze. Afilu chulin sheboi tirtze. The chulin that are in Shevet Levi and the Shevet HaKehuna is also kosher. So how does the Rambam say that there's such a deed that mikanu la'abo is also kosher b'di'evid? But we see in the Gemara that bal korchok there's a difference between lifnei shenoida and la'acha shenoida, that is as if he's not a kohen anymore. So all the Achronim say, many Achronim talk about this, and many Achronim say that the Rambam goes l'shitose. There's another Rambam in Ilchus Ritzeach where he talks about the din of Ari Miklot. So this Rambam is in Perek Vov, in Perek Zayin. The Rambam Perek Zayin Ritzeach Haloch Yud Beis. Nigmar dinoi, v'nimtzo hakoyin hagodol ben grushoi ben chalutze, botlo kehuna. V'kilu nigmar dinoi b'loi kohen gadol, v'eino yoytze mishom lo'olam. The Rambam says that it's botlo kehuna, if noida that is a cholol, and it's not yoytze mishom lo'olam, it's as if there was never a kohen. So you see from the Rambam that he holds botlo kehuna, memela, if we would say meso kehuna, bam, is like the Gvura Sari, so mikan olaba wouldn't be kosher. But if we say botlo kuhuna, that l'mafreyat's botlo, so how do we say that the avodas are kosher? So we have to say the Torah, just like Rashi says in his Loshen, that Bemis is not a kohen, but the Torah was machshir the avodas. So what's the difference between before noida and after noida? By both cases, he's not a kohen. Also before he was never a kohen, the botlo kuhuna. Only the Torah is machshir the avodas. So the Rambam l'shitose, that the Rambam paskins, that botlo kuhuna, Nemelef, but lakuna, we have to say, or we could say, that mikanu labo, it's also kosher the avoidus. Also, they say, the achronim, that it's totally which posik we take. If the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Daf Samach Vov is also the studio of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutze. Samach Vov on the base. So the Gemara says, Uben Grusha Ben Chalutze Davidosa Ksheiro Menolon. How do we know Zavid is kosher? Om Rav Yudah Moshmuel Doma Krov Voiso Loyu Lezaro Yachov Ben Zara Kosher Ben Zara Posel. Ben if it's Zara Kosher, Ben if it's Zara Posel. So Bemis the Machne here says, what did the Torah have to say? Loi ulezaro yachov. That's this week's Parsha Pinchos. Voiso loi ulezaro yachov. If he's going to be a Kohen, Memele, his children will be Kohenim. So he says, because we would think that he became a Kohen, he was earned the Kohen al Yedei, his Maisev Kanos, but maybe his children not. Komash Malam, we need an extra Posek, lezaro yachov. Later we'll see more about this. That's one Posek. Avoid the Shmuel Omar Meochem Borich Hashem Chelo Yifoel Yod of Tirtza Afilu Chulin Shabay Tirtza the Pasuk the Gemara brought in Marcus Rabbi Hanna Yomar Meochem Voso La Koin Asher Yeh Ba Yom Imoid Brisal Al Dayet Choshor Dom Oilech Etzav Koin Shlo Yoyo Biyom Ob Tzes to come to the Koin Shal Yeh Ba Yom Imoheim. What does it mean by Yom Imoheim? Of course you come to the Koin who exists now, not one who's not here, only the Pshat is Elo Zekosho Venizchalet, that he came to the Kohen by Yom Imoheim, he was a Kohen. But afterwards we found out that he wasn't a Kohen. Still, you say that when he came, Bishasi came, he was a Kohen by Yom Imoheim, and then it's kosher. So the Achronim say, and it's Mashman the Yerushalmi that way, that it's a difference like this. If we say it's from the Pasuk of Asher Yeh by Yom Imoheim as a kosher of Nishala, so that means by Yom Imoheim he was a Kohen. And afterwards, he's not a Kohen. So he's finished being a Kohen. That's Mesa Kohen. But if the Rambam learns, the Rambam brings the Pasuk, Borech Hashem Cheloi. So the Pasuk is not talking about Bayom Imoim till then. The Torah's Machshir is Avoidus, Poyal Yod of Tirtze. So Memele, we say, Afilu Botlo Kohen, but Poyal Yod of Tirtze, that the Avoidus are kosher. That means the Hakir is he a Kohen till now, and his Avoidus were kosher because he was a Kohen. Or the Torah's Machshir, the one who came as a child from the Shevet of Levi, even though from the Shevet Akun, even though he has a Psul of Cholo, but the Torah's Machshir is Peulis, but not that he's a Kohen. And it's stolen these two Psuki. I would even be Moisif that it's Mamash Meduyak in the Posik, because in the Posik of a koyen asher yeh bayom imoheim, it says uvoso el a koyen. The Torah calls him a koyen bayom imoheim. That's called mesa kuna. Till now he was a koyen. When we're talking about borich Hashem cheloi, we're talking about a cholol. It doesn't call him a koyen. It calls him a cholol. So that means even though he's a cholol, it's avodas or kosher. That's botla kuna. It's mamish meduyek in the words of the pasuk what Achronim say. And we'll soon see that it might be a Yerushalmi. Now there's a flaw. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, in Daf Yud Beis, and the Tosfos we'll be talking about is in Ksuvos Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis that there was a person, Ahu Gavre, that was Mekadosh Isha Bavne Kuchleps, a blue stone, and the Shaila was Rav Chista sat and was trying to figure out if it's worth a Shava Pruta, the Kiddushin is Tosfos. If it's not worth a Shava Pruta, it's not Kiddushin. So the Gemara asks, but maybe there's Edim somewhere that know that has a Shavu Pruta. So why, if you know now that it's not a Shavu Pruta, it's not Kiddush, maybe it should be Choshesh, because there's Edim maybe somewhere that say it's a Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara says, Edim b'tzad Eston b'teyosa. We don't be Choshesh that there's Edim somewhere for. We know what's right now by us. Then the Gemara says, so it's Muta. Then the Gemara says, Abaye v'rove le'svira l'ulodur avchiste. Abaye v'rove, do not hold of Rav Chista that we're not Choshesh, only we are Choshesh. Why? Because what Rav Chanina said, that Edim Tzad Eston V'Teyosa were not Choshesh for Edim far away. Where did he say it? He said it in Ksuvos Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara says that Isha that came in Beznish said she's a Shvuya and she's Tehoira, so she's Mutar Lekuhuna. The Gemara says, but we know there's a call that came out that there was Edim somewhere that she was Tomei, she's also Lekuhuna. The Gemara says, Edim b'tzad Eston v'teyosa, we're not choshesh for four of Edim. The Gemara says, Abay v'rov alay sviru lu'ul odor av chiste, imikilu b'shvuyo d'menav lo nafsho gabi shaboy, nir nokil b'shesish. That's one gersa. This gersa is that we're we're not choishesh by shvuyo. We're not choishesh because there's reason to hold that she's tor, that she's not tome. So mamelef, right now we don't have edim. We're not choishesh for four of edim. But eshes ish is different. But some say Tosfos brings yesh mefoshim, and Tosfos in Ksuvos says that it's a Rashi. But Tosfos in Ksuvos says as yesh mefoshim Tosfos in Kedushin, and Ksuvos he brings maybe from Rashi that imekalnu b'shvuya, that's only a isur lav. That's a lav for a kohen to marry a isha that was a shvuya v'nit mishis a zoyno, so it's a isur lav. So we're making, but by ishesish, it's a chash ishesish, by the kedushin of itnash of pruta, it's a chash, maybe it has a pruta, and she's a ishesish, so we're not making. Why? Because it's a isur skila. So Tosfos asks, Bekoshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Beshvuyo Nami Keisor Skile. Im Nises Lekoyen, Beshvuyo also. Let's say that she was Tomei, and she's also Lekuna because she's a Zoyna. And she was Nises Lekoyen, so she was Nishalel, and the Ben is Nishalel. Shishamish Bnol Gabe Amizbeach Beshabes. So if the son, the Kohen, will do Avoido Beshabes, so he's going into a Isor Skile, because Ben is a Cholon, Cholon is Machal, is not Roy Lavoido. It's not Roy Lavoida, so whatever he does on Shabbos is a Isor Skila. So just like you say, by a Shesish, you weren't maker because it's a Isor Skila. So by a Shvuya, also it comes the day Isor Skila, if the son would be Ovid al Gabe Mizbech. The floor asked, how could it be? It's mefulish that we learn la locha that Rabbi Yeshua Machshe, that Noidashu ben Grusha ben Halut, so the Avoidas were kosher. And here we're talking about a Shvuya we didn't know. So that means if the son works on the Mizbeach, he does avoid on the Mizbech, he's a Sheger. He didn't know that he's a Cholom. So all the avoid is a kosher. So where do we find the Yisur Skila? It's a Pele on Tosfos. So the Flo says that there is a case. He says, this is what we hold, the fear of Yisroel, we hold La Locha. That a Cholom, Shaloi Noida. So the avoid is a kosher, that's only avoid is of Kohen Hedit. But avoid is that you need a Kohen Godol, Lemoshel on Yom Kippur. Avoid is that a special Yom Kippur, it's not kosher. Why? Because he says that we say avoides po'al yod of tiotze, everything is by avoides kohen hedyot, but it's not a kohen gadol. It'll be like a kohen hedyot. It could be a cholov kosher, but with things that we need a kohen gadol is not memele. So Tosfos will be talking that Shabbos is a isur skile. If Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is not a isur skile; it's isur koras. But if it fell out on Shabbos and he did avoides Yom Kippur of a kohen gadol, it was noidashu ben grusha. So it comes out that he wasn't a Kohen Gadol, so all the avodas that he did on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shchalius, B'Shabbos, he came to Isor Skila, and that's what Tosfos is asking on Rashi, and that's how the Flo learns Pshat in Tosfos, that Tosfos means that it's talking about Yom Kippur, Shchalius, B'Shabbos. Okay, that's why he learns Pshat in Tosfos. But the Flo is a Pele, and all the Achronim talk about it. It's Mamish a Pele Ploim, because our Gemara and Makis says that if it was Noitashu Ben Gosha Ben Chalut Zolafir, I'm sure that is Machshir, and it's totally madoma mesa kuna batla kuna, that is moitzi the reitzeach. So you see that a kohen gadol also, if we hold that a ben grusha ben chalus, a cholol, is kosher da avoidus, so it's also a kohen gadol, because it's moitzi the reitzeach. So you see that he is a kohen gadol that he didn't know he's still a kohen gadol until he finds out. So it's a pele, how did the makne say that? Derech agav, the makne himself, when he's mazdor, why a kohen gadol not? So he says, because the avodas of Yom Kippur, even a kohen hedit is not kosher for it. So vaday shacholo won't be kosher. That's as much as he's masber. That means that since you need dafka kohen gadol, even a kohen hedit is not kosher. So it's not enough to be a kohen, a shem kohen. You have to have a kohen gadol. So memele, if you have a cholol, how could a cholol for sure shouldn't be a kohen gadol? That's what he's masber. Derech agav, Reb Lezer tells her in his sefer chidusha. Reb Lezer also talks on this sugya, and he says that the reason why it can't be a Kohen Gadol is all in the floor. Why it can't be a Kohen Gadol? Because since a Kohen Gadol is totally in Minui, Tosfos in Yom Adaf Yud Beis Omid Beis, I think he brings a Yerushalmi. Mismane Bepeh, Mistalek Bepeh, that's called a Kohen Shavah Mem Shechose. So Memele, since it's totally in Minui, so when we find out that it's a Cholol, it's a Minui Betos. Memele, since the Minui is Betos, so it's Nisbato, the Minui is Nisbato, the Kohen Gadol. That's what he says, Pshat Nemaflo. It doesn't help too much for the Kashas. then the Divrei Yechezkel has a different rayon, that Enoch Anami may be a Kohen Gadol, is kosher, and he'll be called a Kohen Gadol, and he'll be Moisi the Ratzech. But for Yom Kippur, he'll still be a Yisr Skila. Why? Because there's a din of Poroi Shel Kohen Gadol. There's one part that has to be his. So Enoch Anami mitzad Avoidos, it could be a Kohen Gadol for Avoidos, and he could do Avoidos. But it's not a Poroi Shel Kohen Gadol, because Be'etzem is a Cholol. And if it's a Cholol, so it's a, the power belongs to a Cholol. The Avoidos belong to a Kohen Gadol, but the power belongs to a Cholol. That's different things that Achronim said. To say pshat in the floor, there's a very nice piece from Rav Shach. It also goes lefi the derech of the Achronim, but he's masbred in the Gemara very nicely. He says like this. The shaila is when the Torah was machshir the avoidus of ben grusha ben chalutza. The Torah said he's a kohen for the avoidus until he finds out, and it's demistaber to say like that because you see that you need bezdin to say that he's not a kohen a cholol. You need bezdin, you need to aid him, you need agoda. So memele, it's called that he was a kohen till now. Now we're moirit him from kunet, like a psak, like we said before. Or no, the Torah never said that he's a kohen. He's a cholol, and he's not a kohen. But the Torah was machshir avodos that he came from Zare Shalaran, that he came from the Shevet HaKuna. The Torah was machshir the avodos. Like we said before, it's tolling the psukim. If it's Baruch Hashem Chela, it's Chalolin. And if we say from Kohen Asher Yeh Bayamayim, it's Dafka Kohen till then. So Memele, it's tolling the Gemara. The Gemara said, L'chat Chile, Leime Bipluk, to the Rab Lezer of Rabbi Shoko Miflegi. Then if we hold Botlo Kunis like Rab Lezer, that avodos are possible. So then we would say that he's not a kohen. And if we say that Rabbi Shua Machshir, so then he is a kohen till now. But then the Gemara has Charota, and the Gemara says, Lefir Blazer Vadai is not a kohen. And it's not Moitzi L'Ritzech. But Lefir Rabbi Shua is a machlekes, if Meso Kuna or Batlo Kuna. So then we come and we say like this. If we say Meso Kuna, so till now he was a kohen and he was also a kohen Godot. But if we say Batlo Kuna, so only the Avodas are kosher. But a kohen gadol is not. But he's not a kohen. That means his avodos are kosher, but he's not a kohen. So memele lemaskona that we say that he's not a kohen, and Rashi says mefurish lekol shaar dvar is not a kohen. Only the avodos are kosher. So emechanami avodos are kosher, but he's not a kohen gadol because how do you make a kohen gadol? You take a kohen head, and you make him a kohen gadol. But if he's a cholal, you can't make him a kohen gadol. You have to bring a kohen gadol from a kohen head. He's not a kohen hedyot, he can't become a kohen gadol, and that's mishtam what that law means. So memele, so it's beseder the whole gemara that because we're talking lemaskona that we say lefi Rabbi Yeshua deis machshir is also batla is batla kuna at least lefi this mandoma. So if we say batla kuna, he could be avodos of kohen hedyot or kosher, but a kohen gadol he'll never be. So even if it was nisbar that he was a kohen gadol. So he's not a kohen gadol. So memele, the Tosfos is talking that he's a skila. Shabbos is a yisur skila. It's talking about Shabbos, that Yom Kippur that fell out on Shabbos. And he, since he's not a kohen gadol, so memele, it's a yisur skila. But what we said that it could be is moitzi the rotzeach. That's if we said that meisakuna. If meisakuna, so till now he was a kohen. The Rambam says. In Hilchas Rotzeach, that it's bot lakuna, so he never was a kohen. And in Hilchas Bias Mikdosh, he's talking about regular avodas. He says that avodas, if he's oivet from now on, he's also, it's kosher. So that's like we said before. He's not a kohen, but the Torah's machshir the avodas, mil it's kosher. What would the Rambam himself hold the gabe the inyan of being a kohen on Yom Kippur? It's not mefurish in the Rambam. But lefi this cheshbon, we would have to say in the Rambam that like the floor, that is avodas and Yom Kippur are not kosher, even the fear of Yeshua. Another kasha that the Achronim asked on the floor that we must mention, why did the floor say that Dafka Yom Kippur Shchalios B'Shabbos and as avodas are not kosher because they're Kohen Gadol? This Kohen Gadol, that's Noida Shu Cholol, if he worked on any Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, So it was Oved Beches Begodim, Shmoina Begodim. Since you say that he's not a Kohen Gadol, it's like a Kohen, he did the Avodas or Kosher, but not Betor Kohen Gadol. So it comes out that he did Beitor Begodim. Yitor Begodim is Mechal Avodah Melech. Comes out that he's a Skila on Shabbos. That's a Kasha of the Achronim. And the Divrei Cheskel tries to say it there. So whoever wants to know should look into the Divrei Cheskel, because I'm not clear in what the Teretz is. Another shaila there is, we talked before about the flaw, the Indian of Kohen Gadol. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in the Sefer Be'er Yitzchak twice, and both are in Simen Chofei. One is Chofei in Orachaim, and the second tshuva he talks about in Simen Chofei in Choshen Mishpat in Be'er Yitzchak. What we talked till now is in the Be'er Yitzchak, chelik of it is in the Be'er Yitzchak in Chofei in Orachaim. Now, we'll go to the Be'er Yitzchak Chofei in Choshen Mishpat. The Shaila was a Kohen that he took Pidyon HaBen, and the case came up. In France, in recent years, there was a Kohen that he was the Kohen of all Pidyon HaBens. He was by there maybe 200 Kohenim. Then it was Noida that he was a Cholol. So Memele, the Shaila was, all the Pidyon HaBens that he did till now, B'dievet, is it Podui or is it not Podui? And there's a tshuva, I think the Rav was there, Rav Ravivo. He was Niftar a few years ago. He wrote a tshuva, I think 20 pages about it. The Shaila came up in the Chavos Yoyer and Kuf Yud Gimo, and the Shaila is in Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Be'er Yitzchak. So the Be'er Yitzchak, he says that he brings a tumim, that the tumim said that all he has to, the Kohen has to give back the Pidyon HaBen. The Pidyon HaBen is not, it doesn't help, it's not Moed. And Bam is in Rashi by us, it's mashma like that, because Rashi says, Avodos of Ksheros, Linyan Shal Dvor, Avenu Kohen. That means only Legabi Avodos is kosher, but not Chutz from Avodos is not a Kohen. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan himself brings a raya from a Gemara in Bchoyres. The Gemara in Bchoyres, Daphne and Zainom, it base says, Kohen, Kshemes, Viniach Ben Cholo. So it's an interesting case. The father was a Kohen, his potter from Pidyon HaBen, and he takes Pidyon HaBen. But the son is a Cholol, so he's Mechai Chuyev B'Pidyon HaBen. First day, so you have to say the mother wasn't a Bas Kohen. Rav Chisda Omar HaBen Chayv Livdoy Sesatzmoy. Rabbi Baravuna Omar Ein Chayv Livdoy Sesatzmoy. Machlok is if the son has to be paid himself or not. Rabbi Baravuna Omar Ein Chayv Livdoy Sesatzmoy. If the father died after Shloshim, that means the Chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen came up and he died. The Kulam Loi Pligi Dein HaBen Chayv Livdoy Sesatzmoy. Sharei Zocha Oviv BePidyone. The father himself is supposed to be put to the bed, and he himself was Zocha because he's a Kohen, so he was Zocha in the money that he should have been put to his bed. I'm not going into all the Pratim in the Gemara. Keep Ligi, when's the Machlokes of Rav Chisda and Rav Unav Chayv Livdoy Sesatzmoy or not? Before the chiyuv of pidyon came up, so Rav Chisda Omar Ben Chayv Livdoy Sesatzmoy Doloy Zocha Aviv BePidyone, because the chiyuv didn't come, so the father wasn't zocha in the pidyon, so nothing happened till now. So the ben that's a cholol has to be paid himself. Rabbi Baravuna Omar Ein Ben Chayv Livdoy Sesatzmoy. Why? Domar Le Asina Mikoach Gavre Dolemotzis Lishtuy Dina Bade. Because my father was here, has to be a norm pshat in Gemara. The Gemara says, because the father was the one who should have been poideh. And if he was poideh, if he was here ben shloshim, so you couldn't be, you couldn't take any, no coin could be tevim. Because anyway, he would be zeichet himself, and the son is coming mikoichoi, so memele, he doesn't have to be poideh himself. The shaila is, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, if we say that a Kohen Cholol that you were paid in by Pidyon HaBen is kosher, the Pidyon, so typically that this Kohen, it's as if he got the Pidyon himself. It's as if he's a Kohen. That means the Gabi being paid, he has to be paid himself. But the Gabi receiving the Pidyon, so B'dievet is a Kohen to take the Pidyon. So he himself was Zeicha B'Pidyon in the Shloshim. So why does he have to be paid himself? So it's a riot that the Gabi Pidyon HaBen is not a Kohen. So mitzad echad you could say maybe the Gemara is talking that noida. If it was noida, so then he's not a kohen anymore, like Mesa. But the Rabbah paskins botla kuna, so memela, even afterwards it's kosher. But mitzad sheni, we said that even the Rambam that says botla, that says that it's kosher later, but it's not a kohen. So for sure it's not pizza monavshach. We could have said that this Gemara is talking by Noida. If Mesa Kuna, for sure the Pidyon is not good. And if we say Botla Kuna and the Rambam says later it's kosher, but that's only Avodos and not Legambi Pidyon Abed. So, but that's the Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Chochanan, and brings from the Tumim. He brings from the Tumim that he has to give back that Pidyon Abed is not Moy. The Meshech Chochma at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas says like this. It says, now we're talking about the third posik, the posik that's in Kiddushin, the Zaroy Afilu posik. So he says like this, and the Medrash and the Chazal, the Hashem Vois Lo Zaroy Bris Kuna Soilom, that Hashem was Mezakeh with Kuna Gedoyla. So he says, so we see that even Zaroy posul could also be a Kohen Gadol. And then he's Marich out why the Torah said like that. So the Meshech Chochma says, Mefurish, that if we say that a cholol is kosher as avoida, he's also a kohen gadol. It's not like that flaw. And of course, you could always come and say that the Meshech Chochma is talking about the pasuk of Zaroy Achol, and it's not talking about the other pesukim we mentioned before. I would be moisif anochashtiko, that says in the Medrash over there, in the beginning of Pinchas or in the end of Bolok, voishaloi lezaroy achol bris kehunas oilom lamed shenitna loy chov dalet matnis kehuna. Why does the Pasuk have to say, like we said before from the Makna, why does the Torah have to say, Loi ulezawa Yachov? If the Torah gave him Kuna, Kuna is everything. It's a package deal. It's Kuna with Yerusha of Kuna, and it's Kuna with Olchav Dalet Matonis. Only we would think that he received the Kuna. He wasn't a Kohen until then, but he got it al Yadeus Maisim. So only he got the Kuna, not anybody else. So Komash Mlon, that it's a full package of Kuna with the Zaro Yachov and with the Chav Dalet Matonis. Al Koponim, if the Meshech Chochma says that Lezaroi Posul, so it's Kolo Kuna Gdolo, because that's what the Posuk is talking about. So if so, the Posuk is also talking about Chof Dalet Matonis. And Zaroi Posul could get Chof Dalet Matonis. So it's Mefurish Lefi the Meshech Chochma, that Lefoch is Lefi this Posuk. He can receive a Pidyon Aben, and it'll be a Pidyon Aben. And it could be Lefi the Mahalachim that we said before in the Rambam. So if we darshan Zaroi Posul, there's no difference between before is Noida and after is Noida. There's no reason to be Mechalik. So Mamele could be a Kohen Cholov, should be Poide, Pidyon Aben, should receive Pidyon Aben. But if we would go back to that Gemara in Choros, that's a Derech Agav, so it'd be a funny thing that he has to be Poide himself because he's a Cholov, but he could also receive Pidyon Aben because he's a Kohen. It's like a Stira Minei Bey. If you say that Bidyevdi could take Pidyon for somebody else, so how could it be Poide himself if he's not? If he's a Kohen Legabi Pidyon Aben receiving it, how could it be a Zar Legabi Pidyon Aben being Poide himself? It's Tamakasha Stira Minei Bey. I was thinking, but it's only a Derech Achidut. It's not true that the Gemara says in the beginning, we say loy lezavi. Gemara says let him be a cholol, but so Gemara says that has to be kasher zoma. But it could have been such a thing to make him a cholol, and his children won't be chololim, they'll be kohanim. Lefi all this sugis that we just talked about, it's not such a vibe to think that a person should be just like a person could be a we needed a posik to be marbed by Pinchas, that is a kohen plus ledeirosav plus chov dalet matonis, because it could have been that he's only a kohen for avoidas or for certain things or he himself. So memele could be such a thing a ben grush a cholol. Even now we're talking that a cholol could be a kohen for certain things and a cholol for certain things, and he could be for a limited time a kohen and then it'll be a cholol. So it could be a such a thing that Edim Zemmin, we would make them a cholol, even though he's a kohen kosher and he wasn't born from a cholol, but his criterions are not a cholol. But anyway, because he's Edim Zemmin, we would make him a cholol, and not for his children. But bam, that's not true. The reason why it's not true is because the Rishonim there, Tosfos asked, what about a mamzer, we could have said, or we could have said mitzvah sheni. So memel, it's just a rayon, but it's not true l'maisa. Now, there's a very interesting idea. I was once learning this Gemara with my son, and I started getting to the kasha, my son finished it off. What would be l'man d'omar meso kahuna? So we see that lav davka misa mamish, a tzar godo, that means if he was noida, then he's a cholol, he's finished his career as a kohen, so he's moitzi the rotzeach. I have another case in Shaila. What would be if the kohen is not here but he didn't die? Lemoshel Eliyahu, if we say Eliyahu is Pinchas, has to do with our parsha. Eliyahu is Pinchas, so Memele, he was a kohen gadol, he's a Moshuach Sheovar. If he would have died, so he's Moitzi Doritzeach, Moshuach Sheovar. But he didn't die. When Abisaora Shomaima, he's not here anymore. Do we say Mesa Kahuna? Do we say that he's Moitzi Doritzeach or not? So I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote me back a Gemara Mefureshes in Moed Kotten Chovov. There is what to be mitvakech, but he holds, he writes, Ein Moed Kotten Chovov u Moitzi. That when Elio went up to Zara Shemaimo, he was Moitzi the Rotzech from the year Miklo. The Gemara says, Daf Chovov. Rabbi Shalim de Toiro Menolan. How do we know that Rabbi Shalim de Toiro, you have to rise Korea if the rabbi was Nifter? Tiksiv Elisha Rav, who metzaik, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael, Poroshav, Ovi, Ovi, Ze, Ovi, Vimoy, Rechav Yisrael, Poroshav, Ze, Rabbi Shalim de Toiro. Then the Gemara says, Lamed Shikruim, Vemdim, Lishnaim, Prem. The Gemara says, Omale, Ishlok, Ishlok, Rabbi Yechonon, Elio, Chayu. Why did he have to tear Korea? He's high, if he's high, so it's no riot to any rabbi shemes. Omale, kivon dichsiv v'lo ra'ovoid legabi didei kemes domi. Since he didn't say, it says v'lo ra'ovoid, that Elisha saw him going up to the Shomayim and he never saw him again. So legabi Elisha, it's kemes. So we see that Elio went up to Zorah Shomayim, it's kemes domi. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky paskin that when he went up to Zorah Shomayim, kemes domi, so he's moitzi deritech. At least if we say lemadom mesa kuna, that it could be a different way of misa that should be moitzi deritzeh. What we could be mitvakech is that legabe Elisha was kemes. What we said that mes is that the kohen gadol died. The ritzeh usually is happy when the kohen gadol dies that he could go back l'aretzach uzosi. The kohen gadol is the one that had the misa and he had the tzar, whatever it was, mesa kuna or whatever. So the tzar was by the one who was nifter, went away. Here, by Elio, the Tsar was by Elisha, not by Elio. Elio went up to Zorah Shemaima. So the Kemes Domi was Legabi Elisha, was like the Kohen Gadol was Mes, because he had such a Tsar. But to say Legabi the Rotzeach, that he was Nifter, that's something we could argue about. Akopanim, that's what he wrote. I was thinking maybe, why Bam is there such a thing that says, Ba'esa yiv dil Hashem et shevet alevi, that they, atem loy te'isem be'egel, and it's mavdil shevet alevi, they got kuna and they got levia. So it's enough, it's a big prize, it's a big present to get, a prize to get the kuna and the levia. But why did Hashem have to give them noch ha'shtikol, noch ha'piece that even if he's a cholol, is avodosik shero. Why does that have to be? It says, I'm a lovely mailer isik, it's a lovely kevus bar leoda. Then it says, why should they get also that the halolim should be? So Be'emes, we see that the kahuna, they earned it by their maisim. It's not dafka because they were born kohanim or levim, because they weren't toya be'egel on oim alav ivelim or and they did the mishpat and the egel. So Ba'isayiv Dil Hashem as Shevet Alevi. Al Yedei Maisim they were Zoichet Tekuna. Pinchas wasn't a Kohen. Al Yedei is Maisim he was Zoichet Tekuna. So they got another press that Al Yedei are Maisim we could also be Zoichet Tekuna. That means a Cholol that Ba'emes he shouldn't do Avoida, but Al Yedei is Maisim he made the Avoida of Kuna. It has to be Zari Shalaron. But they got another prize that Al Yedei Pe'ulis they could do Pe'ulis of a Kohen and also be called like their Kohen. Then it says, Yosimu Ktoiro Be'apecho, Borich Hashem Chedef, Oel Yodov Tirtze, Yosimu Ktoiro Be'apecho, Chatzmas Naim Koma, Son of Nyukum, and then it says, Yosimu Ktoiro Be'apecho, V'chol Ilal Mizbechecho. So the Dagesh is, Ktoiro Be'apecho, because Ktoiris, we learn out that even the Roshayim are Mitztarif to Tzadikim. Just like the Chelbana is part of the Ktoiris, and with the Psalmim, the Chelbana is not a Reach Toiv. But together with the other Psalmim, it comes together and becomes one Ktoiris. So the same thing, a cholol could also do avodas na beis hamikdash together with other kohanim. Yosimu k'toira be'apecha, then kolil al mizbechecha. So kolil al mizbechecha, I started thinking, what's the din a cholol? If either Rambam, that mikano labi also could do avoda. Do we say that it's minchas kohen kolil tia loisei ochel? If a cholol brought a mincha and is makriv it, do we say also that it's nikmat and there's shirayim? Or we say that the whole mincha is like a kohen, just like you could do avoda. So it's kolil tia loisei ochel. So Bemis, it should be taller than what we said before. If we say that he's not a kohen, only as avoiders are kosher, so pashtus it's like a zar's mincha, and it, we don't say. But if we say that he's a kohen till now, so we would say kolil al mizbechecho. It could be even go on a mincha that the whole thing is kolil. Why? Because till now he would be like a kohen, like that man d'omar, only like one man d'omar. Or we say kolil is a oila that all the avoiders. So here we get to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, that's makbil, parallel to the Gemara and Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says avidosek sheira because we say bayomi moim. Omar Ravu poyal yod of tiltze kol shu mizaru shelevi avidosek sheira. The Gemara says nafkeminis between the. The Yerushalmi itself says nafkeminis. Al daite de Rav. Bilvad Kohen Makriv, that's the Roz Masber. Kohen Makriv means a Kohen that is roy to be Makriv, not if he has other bayot, if he's a Tome or he's a Choyler, or different things that a Kohen can be Makriv. If he's a Kohen that is roy la Avoida, so his Avoida is kosher. It's not Makshir all kinds. Bemis Tosfos and Kiddushin talks about it, that the Gemara's Medamet, Mikvah Shinim Dad Benim Tzachos, I don't want to go into everything. So he says that just like a Mikvah Shinim Dad Benim Tzachos Olam Afreya, was no, that was chosher, so it's not good. So here the shaila is by Tome, that a coin that he was Tome, is no, that is Tome, maybe it's like a Ben Grusha, that till now is avodas or kosher. Or Koponim, here in the Yerushalmi, it says, Lefi, Daite, the Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Kol Kohen. Afilu Kol Kohen means even if he has other inyonim that are not good, but still is avodas kosher. Al Daite, the Ravu Bilvad, Bekotche Mikdosh. Al Daite, the Rabbi Yochanan, Vafilu Bekotche Agvul. So even not only a kotche mikdosh, but also kotche agvul. So kotche agvul pashtes, it could be means the Gemara and Pesachim that achilas truma is avoido, because it says avoidas matona etenes kunaschem dafayin gimel dafayin bezayin gimel. So avoidas, so achilas truma is also tolly. If we say that b'dievid cholol is kosher, so we kabe truma also. So it's tolly in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan here. So al daite the Rabbi Yochanan says bayomi mohen that he was a kohen till now. Al daite the Rav is poyal yod of tirtze, so we don't say kodshe agvul, only kodshe amikdosh. Al daite the Rav u bilvad b'shas amikdosh, al daite the Rabbi Yochanan afilu bizman hazeh. So what's bizman hazeh? Pashtes means truma. Or it could mean other things, other matters. As avodas maton, if we were talking about pidyon and ben that we talked before, so it could be that will say alftaite the Rav only b'shas beis hamikdash, he could get pidyon habe, he's like a kohen, but not b'shas hamikdash bizman hazeh, so he won't be like a kohen. And Rufi Rabbi Yochanan afilu bizman hazeh. So it says in the kines and Tisha B'Av by the last kin of Eli Tzion Goreh, the kemata last kin Eli Tzion Goreh, it says ufidyonei b'choyreo, everybody tries to say pshat, what happened with pidyonei b'choyreo, because there's a korban, so what's wrong? Pidyon habe is the same thing. But Laudaite, the Rav, that he says only B'shas HaMikdosh, so that means a cholol that would get a Pidyon HaBen B'shas HaMikdosh would be a Pidyon HaBen. But, and we have a Meshech Chochmah like that, Kima. And if we said, but Achar Chorban, so it has to be only a Kohen, and not a Kohen, that's a cholol. So Memele is Pidyonim B'chayre is less, because we have less Kohenim that the Pidyon HaBen would help. And then the Gemara says an interesting thing. Rabbi Yomi Aboy, Vaf le Shara Dvorim Kein, Mekabel Vachakach Zoire, Kremitz Vachakach Maktir, Zoire Vachakach Mazi. What would be the din if the Kohen is Oimidu Makriv, and he was Mekabel the Dam, could he be Mamshich and be Zorik? That means, Noida Shichol is a Cholol, should he be Mamshich the Avoda that he started with? Or Kremitz, and he's holding the Kremitz, should he be Maktir the Kremitz? Rabbi Yankev Bar Zavdi, and even Tzoyre V'Hakar Mazi, talking about the Paraduma, they were served the Paraduma, could it be Mazi if the word Mazi means probably the the last and the Ezer. Rabbi Yankiv bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak min madetoni yoisu yosu akrachatos agzula shloin dolo rabbi b'shem chaperes ado omro shu mekabel v'chakach zoyer komitz v'chakach makti osoyer v'chakach mazik. That means the Yerushalmi is saying, just like the Gemara in Gittin says in Anizokin, that achatos gzula shloin noy dolo rabbi is a takone that the Bailim shouldn't bring a new one. Shloi yoimru, that means be'ach zoyer chal gzeli, so they were machshir the korban. There's a toast with there if they could be a kadova minatoiro, but they only pattered him from achatos akoponim. The Yerushalmi says that just like achatos gzula shloi noy dolo rabbi, the Rabbana said that it's a kosher. So the same thing, a cholol, that it's in the middle, in between, was noida, so it should be mamshik to avoida, so they learned pshat, that it shouldn't look like the mizbeach got avoida from a psul. Only we say that it could be lechatchila be mamshik. So mitzad echad, it's a makor for the Rambam, that a fill of noida, so it could still be machshik. Mitzad sheni, we could say, since you need a psak bezdin, so maybe the Yerushalmi means that it was mekabel the dam, and then came Eidim, but there was not a Psak. So Besdin hold off the Psak that he should be able to be Zurich the Dam. We shouldn't say the Bezbech the Psulim. And after that, we say the Besdin give their Psak, and then he becomes Posel. And it's more matin to the Dean of Mesa Kuna that we said before. Yeah. Then the Slemshech the Rishami is like we said before. Since today is the Siyum on Makkos, and it starts tonight Shivosar B'Tammuz, and the Siyum of Makkos comes right together with the beginning of the 3 weeks of Shivosar B'Tammuz, and it's Mamish the Gemara that's Nageh, the Din, the Gemara says that Maisa that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva were walking Baderech. And they heard Kol Amula Shoromi, they were Someach, and they had the whole Olam Hazeh for themselves. And Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were Boichin, and he was Mesachik. So they told him, Ipnei Ma'ato Mesachik, which is a legitimate question. When you hear Goyim are so happy, so you should be Boichin. So they asked him, Ipnei Ma'ato Mesachik, why is he Mesachik? So he told them, Vatem Ipnei Ma'atem Boichin. What's the question? Ipnei Ma'atem Boichim Rabbi Akiva Ad Kedei Kach, it was a question. He knew why they were Boichim. Rabbi Akiva also had the same reason to be Boichim. Omru lo yalolu kushim shemishtachvim la'atzovim katum la'vedizor yoshmin betach. Kashket. Vonu beis adoim ragle elekenu soruf beish v'loi nivke. So he told him, lekach ani mitzachek. Because of that I'm mitzachek. Uma lo ivrei retzoni kach lo isi retzoni alachas kamo v'chamo. It's Rabbi Akiva that he was the Balabos, he was the god of the Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saw what was in front of them, that the Goyim are Yoshvim Betach, and they're happy. So that's what they were Boichah. But Rabbi Akiva did a Kal V'Chomer. He said the Torah Shebal Peh, the Kal V'Chomer is Misgaber on what we see with our eyes. That always gives pshat in what we see. What we see is not right. What we see, Bemis, we see the Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Akiva, when he saw something, he saw already the Torah Shebal Peh, the Yud Gimel Midas. And he was darshaning the Kal V'Chomer. Then the Hemshech is another Maisa that they were walking and they saw Shul Yotzim Beis Kodesh HaKodoshim. So they were Boichim, Rabbi Akiva was Mitzachek. So he said, Lama Tem Boichim? So they said, Mokim, that it says, Vazora Korev Yumos, and Achshav is Shuali Molchu Boi, V'loi Nivke. So he says, Lekachani Mitzachek. Because it says, Voidoli Eidim Ne'amonim, as Uriah, Akrein, Veschaya, there's two Nevuas of Uriah and Schaya, they're called Eidim Ne'amonim. Uriah was B'miktosh Rishon, Schaya B'miktosh Sheni. So what was the Torah Toile? The Novi was Toile Nevosu Shal Schaya B'Nevosu Shal Uriah. By Uriah it says, Lochen B'glalchem Tzion Sode Teichoresh, Yerushalayim Yim Tie, V'arabayis Lebom Esyor. And it's Meduyek, Yekobi the Marsho says, Tzion Soda Techoish, there's three names to the Arabais. Yitzchok Kori Soda, Avram Kori Har, Parashem Yeroy, and Yaakov Kori Bais. Tzion Soda Techoish is connected to Yitzchok. Yerushalayim Iim Tie is connected to Yankiv, that there was a Bais Bono, and now it's Iim, it's Chorvus. The Arabais, Lebomus Yar, Harabais is connected to Avram, that's the three Shemus of the Arabais. Agav, it says, Hoshev Shchinoscha Letzion Yirecha, Hoshev is Rosh Yitevis Har, Sode Bais. That's Hoshev Shchinoscha, it'll come back everything to Letzion Yirecha. And then Bischarya the Novi was Oid Yeshuas Keni Muskenis Bechovis Yerushalayim Ad Shloinis Kaima Nevoose Shel Uriyo Oisi Misiari Shloinis Kaitis Kaima Nevoose Shel Bischarya. Because Nevoah of Bischarya is totally on the Nevoah of Uriyo. How did the Gemara say it's Eidim Ne'amonim? The one was in Bais Rishon and one was in Bais Sheni. And the Gemara says in Makas Davov Eidus Miuchedes is not Mitzaref. So who's Mitzaref them? The Novi was Mitzaref them. Eidim Ne'amonim. That the Eidus, that Zchariah's Nevuah is totally on the Nevuah of Uriah, so it becomes Eidim Ne'amonim. It's not Eidus Miuchedes, it's all one Eidus. Rabbi Akiva, when he saw the Shualim, and he saw that it was Niskayim, Tzion Soda Techoresh, he already saw the Nevuah of Zchariah, Void Yeshuas Kenimus Kenis Bechovis Yerushalayim. So that means that it's not Eidus Miuchedes, it's all one Nevuah, it became all one Nevuah. When Rabbi Akiva saw the Nevuah of Uriah, he also saw the Nevuah of Zechariah, so it wasn't Miuchedes. Yerotzen Shebona Beis HaMikdash, Meir B'Yameinu.